Welcome to your Eagles update for Wednesday, December 18th, as the Eagles prepare to take on another 8-6 first-place team on Sunday night. That would be the Chicago Bears. Now, LeSean McCoy's usage, or the lack thereof, was a big storyline against the Minnesota Vikings, as he only got 8 carries. But that will probably not be the case this week, as McCoy, of course, leads the league in rushing, and he's going up against a Bears defense that is dead last in the league in run defense. They allow 152 yards per game on the ground and 5.2 yards per carry. Both of those rank as 32nd of 32 teams in the NFL. And so LeSean McCoy expects the offense to be carried by him on Sunday night.
It's a big game for us. I feel like this game I got to put the offense on my back. And I want to roll. I want to get going. I think me and the guys up front, we got to set the tone.
You like hearing any one of your teammates, and I would be excited if DeSean Jackson went out there and said he's going to put the game on his back. I mean, anytime you hear somebody say that, he's excited to have a good game.
Now, as good as Shady is, Chip Kelly, the Eagles head coach, said on Wednesday that the Bears may feature the best all-around running back in the league in Matt Forte. Forte can not only run and block, but he is a great pass protector as well, and he poses a big challenge for the Eagles defense.
His ability to be a receiver out of the backfield, and then his ability to run, and the one thing about him that you admire is that they didn't miss a beat when they went to the backup quarterback, and I think that's a kind of credit to the system that Mark's running.
Now the Bears also have that tremendously talented wide receiver duo on the outside, Brandon Marshall and Alshon Jeffrey, and that will put the pressure on the Eagles secondary on Sunday night. And the Eagles are a little bit injured in the secondary right now, a couple injuries at safety. That's why they called up safety Keelan Johnson from the practice squad. He expects to be able to make an impact if he's called upon.
Yeah, I did. And I just went out every day and had the best attitude I could have, and showed them that I wanted to be here in Philadelphia, and I was going to give whatever it took to be out there on the field playing for him and these guys out here.
Elsewhere in the secondary, rookie safety Earl Wolf practiced again on Wednesday. He says that he expects to play on Sunday night against the Bears. Elsewhere on the defensive side of the ball, the rookie's third-round pick, Benny Logan, the defensive tackle, has been praised by Chip Kelly. He says he's coming off his best game of the season, but we want to take you to a lighter side of Benny Logan. He looks across the locker room, and he has some beard envy for Jason Kelce.
I really like Kelce beard. Yeah, I'm working on that.
Can you make that happen? How long do you think it takes?
Oh, it's going to take me a while to get the Kelce level, but I'm working on it. I ain't going to cut my beard no time.
Do you have any products that he uses to help grow
the hair? I don't know, but I need to check and wax him because his beard is really looking healthy and good. Yeah. It's smooth.
That does it for the Eagles update. Remember, Eagles Live returns tomorrow at noon with Dave Spadaro. We will bring you Chip Kelly's final availability of the week before Sunday's game. I'm Bo Wolf. Thanks for watching.